I would like to speak tonight about darkness and fear. Cheery, I know. We are in Parshat Bo, the part of the story of Exodus, of leaving Egypt, where the final plagues are enumerated. And among the plagues, the ninth plague, of course, is the plague of Choshech, of darkness. And what is remarkable about the sort of darkness that is described in the Torah is Vayamesh HaChoshech. This was a tangible darkness, something that you could actually feel. And it is fascinating because when we think of darkness in scientific terms, and this has been known for quite a number of centuries, we think of darkness as the absence of light. You're in a dark room, you turn on your flashlight, the darkness disappears, you turn off your flashlight, and as the light fades, there's darkness. So our normal understanding of darkness is just absence. But the plague that occurred in Egypt was different. And the Vilna Gaon, one of our fascinating scholars from the 17th century and one of the greatest Jewish minds, someone who possessed the entire tradition, knew the science, understood the notion that darkness as an absence of light, but he had a problem because Isaiah tells us that God created darkness and light. And that therefore darkness, at least according to scripture, is its own creation. And the ninth plague here seems to be that. So he's aware of science and he's aware of scripture and he has to somehow bring those two pieces together. And he talks about that so many things in creation have different levels of thickness, if you will, right? You can think about air being something that is present everywhere, a real creation, but almost not present at all. And so light, we know about it as a particle and a wave. He didn't, but we understand the physics of it. And darkness, as he understood it, was something that is normally just so thin that we don't really find ourselves aware of it except in the absence of light. And during Egypt, the tangibility of this separate creation became knowable to the Egyptians and to the Israelites. So that's a little bit far out for us who were raised on science, perhaps. So I want to relate another human emotion that we often connect with darkness, and that's fear. And fear is so often the absence of knowing what's going to happen. Anxiety, fear are what we project for something that we, for a future that's not here yet. Fear is almost never based on what's in front of us. It's a projection much like darkness. And yet when we are seized by fear, no one can really tell you it doesn't exist. Mom and dad will come into your room and they'll open the closet door and they'll turn on the light so that you know there's no monster there. And in that moment, you might take a deep breath and feel better. But you know that when they leave and the closet door is closed again, the fear is not an absence, but something tangible. We're in an age where our country is divided, among other things, by the types of fear each part of the nation experiences. And because fear, like this tangible darkness, is absolutely a certainty to those experiencing it, it's so difficult to shine a light that will show each side how very thin the fear actually is. The tradition teaches us the most powerful thing about the darkness of this plague. They said that the physicality of darkness was such that it interfered from us being able to feel or see other human beings. A darkness that made us unaware of the people we share the world with. And perhaps that's the greatest form of darkness and the greatest type of plague there is. So as we go through these plagues and head out through the sea of redemption, may we each seek for our friends, our families, our society, the sort of light that will dispel the darkness that surrounds us. Shabbat Shalom.